Hey everybody, Tuesday evening, and the focus is, as always, on Barking Legs. Bruce is here, Bruce Kaplan, to talk about several shows coming up.
We have a big early March.
Congratulations on that. Bruce, how are you?
Thank you. It's funny how these things happen, and I think it'd be interesting to listeners, because we have three shows, all of which are relatively big shows by my standards for Barking Legs. We have Pierre Bensoussan, the French world music fingerstyle guitar player who's truly renowned throughout the world. Pierre is from the fingerstyle folk tradition, and he's French-Algerian, and he does a lot of music from that tradition, as well as music that would be familiar to listeners of world music. It tends to be...
That's interesting. I didn't realize he was
meditative, Algerian. Very virtuosic.
No doubt.
He is the reigning master of a particular style of acoustic guitar tuning called the dad-gad tuning, and that refers to how the six strings of the guitar are tuned, and that is the base from which his music springs.
Yeah, I think Paul Simon played, or at least he used to play with that tuning.
May well
have. Because he visited the UK, and I think that's where he learned.
May well have. And I bet tuning. Some of those UK guys, I don't know, Martin Carthy and John Renbourn, I don't know. I'm just reciting names. I don't know their tuning, to be honest. I'll call my own BS if given the chance.
Well, that's a show to look forward to. When is that?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. That's... Friday, March 13th, and it is the formal release date of his new CZ, which he should be sending you. I've asked him to send it to you, asked his publicist to send it to you. Because of that, he's actually going to host a gathering, a reception following the performance, and he's paying for the wine and refreshments. Okay. Did I say yes? Of course I did. But it'll be a blast to get to socialize with Pierre and meet him. He's a charming guy, as most French people seem able to muster. even when they aren't innately charming, they can seem so. But he's a great guy.
That's my impression of him, yeah.
He's a great guy. You've had him on a couple of times.
I think I've met him a couple of times, yeah.
So that show was on the books for, as I said, a year or so. And the way it always happens with us, because we are opportunists in the programming realm, was saxophonist Larry Oakes, who comes from the Bay Area, approaches us. And he's doing three U.S. gigs before going to Europe for a tour with his band, Fictive Five. And he played with us last, a year or so ago, with one of our most popular shows, and that was with Nels Klein, the Wilco guitarist. And Larry is phenomenal. He's a real landmark guy. He was one of the founding members of the Rova Saxophone Quartet. So Larry says, we want you to be one of the handful of places that will be our stepping off point for our European tour. And we have to do it on Thursday, March 5th. But that's relatively close to Pierre Bensoussan, and normally I don't book things that tightly set against one another, but I can't say no to Larry Oakes. And then, most recently, to make things even more complex, I get a call from Greg Tardy. And Greg, for those of you who are familiar with contemporary jazz, you'll know that he's one of the top tenor saxophonists out there right now. He's gotten even more prominent due to his duo work recently with Bill Frisell. But he is based in Knoxville, but tours the world. And he calls and says, I want to know if you can do me a favor. Now, that's already ominous, right? I'm going to say no to one of the world's great saxophonists asking me to do a favor. Well, the favor is he has a young pianist visiting who he really wants to get a area performance. And the guy's name is Tabor Gable. I was not familiar with him, but he's real up-and-comer and lives in New York City. And the only day he can do it is Wednesday, March 11th. So now we have clustered in basically a just over 1 week. We have Larry Oakes on Thursday, May 5th, Greg Tardy on Wednesday, March 11th, and Pierre Bensoussan on Friday, March 13th. And that's how booking at Barking Legs goes. It's a cavalcade of riches, and inevitably there's something that's already set, and then things that I can't say no to.
I think it speaks to two things. It speaks first to your reputation, that people of their caliber would seek you out like that. I think it also speaks to the hall. People like playing there. You know, Larry Oakes, my guess would be that he's just looking to give the musicians a chance to stretch their legs before they go over to Europe and start playing to audiences that maybe they haven't played for before. And Pierre, I know, has a grand time every time he comes here, because he's told me that, and that he's chosen Barking Legs to do his CD release party. This is a lot about how he thinks about you, feels about you. Same thing for Greg and wanting to bring this young pianist and give him the opportunity to play for an audience.
Well, they know they'll get to play in a respectful environment to people who really want to listen to their music. They'll be compensated reasonably, not lavishly, because the nature of our size and location.
But it's also the nature of what they do.
Yeah,
I don't think they're probably compensated lavishly anywhere, really. You know?
Definitely not at Barking Legs, but they know it's as fair as we can make it. They know it's going to be a relatively early evening in a non-smoking environment. So, I think for the most part, they're happy to be playing there.
It's a fun gig.
Yeah, I hope so.
So we're going to share with you first music played by Pierre Bensoussan. This is from an album that, if you know his music, you're probably familiar with. It's called Encore, and it's a collection of live performances by Pierre that he curated. He chose these performances. There's three CDs here, so there's a lot of music. So for the next, 3 weeks, we'll be sharing some of this with you.
Very good.
And we also have a recording. Was this done in Barking Legs, the one with Greg?
The Greg Tardy was recorded at Barking Legs, and we're going to play some selections from that. It was a tribute concert to the great John Coltrane, and Greg Tardy is one of the handful of people who can do justice to that and, you know, not embarrass themselves or the audience. He's truly a great saxophonist. And I can't wait to hear him with this young, hotshot pianist.
Me either. So,
and it's a full quartet. It's not just the two of them. There'll be a very good bassist and drummer coming with them from Knoxville. All right, Richard, before we get going, let me mention we are continuing the Wednesday Jazz. It is being preempted for the Greg Tardy show on March 11th, but this coming Wednesday, as in tomorrow, we have the wonderful Dexter Bell. And his group, some high-energy, funky, jazzy stuff, as Dexter always delivers. And then a week from this Wednesday, we have a very special event, thanks to UTC composition professor Jonathan McNair. We have a fellow named Paul Elwood, who is a jazz and more banjo player, but he's bringing a trio called Multifarious, and if I remember the instrumentation correctly, it's him on banjo plus cello plus a woodwind. It's going to be pretty wild as well.
Interesting, I'd say, yeah. And that's a week from tomorrow night.
Correct.
This is Pierre Bensoussan.
Parlez-vous français? Bon. What else do I have? Let's see. Merci. Huh? Yeah, I've been practicing. In other words, I've been working on our ambiance. Apropos, Pierre Bensoussan. Yeah. I'll switch to English. Please welcome one of our all-time favorite artists here at the Prism for the first of two nights in his ongoing spectacular tradition of bilingual weekends here on the corner of Gordon and Rugby. Very innovative artist in every way imaginable. Thank you very much again. Please welcome Pierre Bensouzan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pierre Ben Suzanne from a wonderful three CD compilation of live performances called Encore. Three of those four performances you just listened to recorded in Charlottesville in Virginia in November of 2002. And then the one with the pianist was recorded in the Georges Brassens Theatre in Saint-Martin-de-Bologne. Pierre Ben Suzanne will be in Barking Legs to celebrate the release of his new album on Friday, March 13th. And should you be so inclined, he'll also share a glass of wine with you to celebrate the release of the album. For the balance of the program, this is the Greg Tardy Quartet. They'll be playing at Barking Legs on Wednesday, March 11th. This is an earlier performance where they paid tribute to the great John Coltrane. Thank you.
Continue now with a song that's not played as much. This is something from one of his prestige recordings, and incidentally, this is I guess a brief history of where he was at this point is that he had come up in the bands of a lot of different bands, but most famously he came up in Miles Davis's band. And at a certain point, he was fired from the band because he had pretty bad drug addiction at that time. And after he got fired from the band, he got picked up by Thelonious Monk. And during that period, he cleaned up his life in a lot of different ways. And his music started to dramatically change. And he basically, this was on, I think the name of the CD was just Coltrane. And this is a tune entitled Straight Street. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you.